Welcome to the Person and the Power podcast with Pastor Tim Johnson, as he invites us to cultivate a deep and profound relationship with the Holy Spirit of the living and loving God. After 25 years of ministry, Pastor Tim's desire is that all of us would experience both the Spirit's transformational intimacy and the supernatural activity in our daily lives. Now, here's Pastor Tim.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. A very different podcast today. Very different indeed. Let me pray. Lord, I love you so much. I do thank you for this moment. I thank you for this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening. I thank you for whatever time that someone is listening. I do pray that they are whole and healthy and healed and full and filled with the Holy Spirit of a living and loving God. So bless them, encourage them. I thank you for these words that I'll be sharing today that you've laid on my heart. Ask and pray that you would continue to encourage us and strengthen us in the power, the person of the Holy Spirit, all to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So I am at a place that I hope and pray you'll be at this place at some point of your life. So last night we had a gala. Our third annual Joshua Center Gala. I'm prophesying. It was a great time. I'm not there yet. You'll be listening to it postscript. I'm not there yet, but I'm trusting it. It was a great night. It was an incredible night, powerful night. And so had great food, great fellowship, and great people were there. Some of you listening were there. And so yesterday is preparing for, so for me, yesterday was Wednesday. So preparing and thinking through what I might need to share at tonight, last night for you, gala. I feel like the Lord said, go there. Just go. So my vision has always been, I'm really big in my vision. I've had great vision pretty much all of my life. I still apparently have good vision, although my right eye is blurry because I had a trauma cataract, had a racquetball injury years and years and years ago. I was young and dumb, and guess what? I did not wear goggles when I was playing racquetball, and the ball coming at 5,000 miles an hour hit me in the eye. Imagine that. I was actually wrapped up for about 3 days. I don't know if some of you remember the Slee Stacks of Land of the Lost, I think it was, Saturday morning animated kind of cartoon. Not well done now, but incredible then, I guess. But the Slee Stacks, these little lizard men walking around, scared the bejeebers out of us. So I just remember I looked like one of those because I had those things, I had my eyes wrapped, at least the right eye wrapped, and wasn't sure if I was going to be able to see again. And praise God it did, and the vision has been good, but never really had glass. I've never had to wear contacts in my reading glasses I've had, obviously, for a few years. And I've had prescriptions off and on, so my vision's a big deal for me. And try to keep my vision good and strong and try to do everything I can. I'm not great at it, but my right eye has become a little blurry because of that trauma cataract surgery. I guess it went okay, but it also kind of didn't. So I'm stuck with the vision I have, which is fine. Vision's a big deal. You got two eyes, and that's all you got, you know. And so vision's a big deal, and vision's always been a big deal for me. Excuse me, the physical vision, but also a spiritual vision. All right, as a pastor, as a leader, I've always wanted to make sure that I'm helping lead vision for people and helping people understand. There's a passage. Yes, it's the King James, and yes, it's sometimes taken out of context. But without vision, most of you can finish it. People perish. And so I do believe as a leader, as a pastor, I'm supposed to set vision. I'm supposed to, for whatever church I'm leading here for 20 plus years now, Fremont Chapel, so blessed, getting to set vision of who we are. And again, the vision for Fremont Chapel has been pretty clear for the last several years. Get saved, get filled, get out. Get saved, evangelism. Get filled, discipleship. Get out, missions. Go out into the world. So get saved, get filled, get out. And so it's been kind of that we cast that vision, kind of caught on. And so we've been rocking and rolling ever since, I hope. And so part of the Joshua Center, as the director of the Joshua Center, I've been pr- praying a lot about this gala that we had last night. That was great. And I did share, I'm going to share, a vision. It's pretty large. It's the biggest vision I think I've ever shared in my 62 years of living. Potentially. So I want to share that with you as I walk the land. So we're on this property. I'm on this property. I'm by myself. And it rained last night. So my pretty tennis shoes are caked already with mud. And I just stepped on the property. So I'm going to actually walk up this hill. And as I'm walking up this hill, I'm going to take you with me. I'm going to take you all the way up there. And as you come on this property, it's 17 acres here off of Moberly Road in Ramsey. And it's just to the left is one of the paths. I'm taking the right path. I'm taking the more steep path just because I think prophetically I want to take the harder path right now, right? So just that's just me. But on the left side will probably be, so as I walk in, if you can just imagine, and those at the gala saw a dream. I don't know if that's going to be exactly what it looks like, but they saw a vision. I'm going to try to cast a vision here on the podcast that you're going to have to use your imagination with, okay? You're going to have to put your mind's eye to work, and you're going to have to, you know, kind of work with me here. So as I start walking, it's muddy and slippery, but I'm going to, and buggy. But as I walk up, I think the reason I'm a little bit coffee is because I think I just swallowed a bug, but hey, that's okay. So again, this is a very different podcast, and it is supposed to hear the sounds of the morning, and it's Thursday morning, and I'll go home after this and clean up and get ready for the gala that has already been for you and it will be for me. But you come in this landing area, and it's just wooded. Even driving out here, it's 7 miles out of Corydon, and it's just beautiful. And it's almost what we kind of see is this Joshua Center Ministry and Retreat Center. Literally, we see this being as a retreat center almost for folks who come, and because the Joshua Center is really for education, spiritual growth, leadership training, helping us understand the power of the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so as we invite people here, we're going to not only have classes and training, we want people to experience, well, the Holy Spirit. And so as we do that, we there's opportunity. Just letting you know, again, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Stepping over logs. Stepping over logs. Did I tell you it rained here? And did I tell you it's slick? And did I tell you that this hill is steep? So those listening are thinking, maybe you should have taken the other way. No. You don't take the easy way. You take the way that, yeah, may even challenge you, and actually will, push you and challenge you. So as we go here, so this vision, the Joshua Center is all about training leaders and wanting both, Holy Ghost hermeneutics. For those who know, that's a big deal. We want to make sure that people know how to read the Bible, all of its context, right? We will make sure people know how to read the Bible in its full context. We don't want sloppy theology. Got a shirt that says stop bad theology with good hermeneutics or holy hermeneutics. And that is to make sure that we understand the context of the Bible. There are 27 different types of contexts that the Bible is written in. Now, not all passages have 27. But if we are not aware that all 27 could be there in some form or fashion, or even a couple of them could be there, then we are missing something in a big, big way. So I'm about halfway up, more than halfway up. That wasn't bad. Just a little slick. So a little out of breath, but nothing major. So, dry land. So the going down might be a little fun, and I'll take you with me. So, I'm still climbing, but, and we'll get to the top here where I think the building will be. But we're walking up this pathway. And as you come to the Joshua Center, the headquarters, listen, it'd be the headquarters of Joshua Center Global. It would be the Joshua Center Global headquarters in Ramsey, Indiana, just outside of Corydon, in idyllic countryside, farmland and countryside. Why not? And even this, just drive out and this walk up surrounded by woods and farmland. Why not, right? Why wouldn't it be this beautiful, serene drive, this peaceful drive as we get to a place where we just feel the presence of God, and we kind of get to be surrounded by creation. And so, almost at the top here, and not bad. It's actually dried a little bit. The bottom is pretty wet and soggy and soppy, so I'm gonna have to do some cleaning on my tennis shoes. But we're almost there. And so as we walk up this, I just see this. One of the visions is pulling in the driveway. The sign says, "Welcome, Joshua Center Global, Inc." And on both sides of the driveway would be wildflowers. This massive field of wildflowers as you wind your way up. So where I'm walking, as you're hearing me walk, this is the driveway to the building, to the training center. And so we walk up and you drive up. And you just are just, I think, just surrounded by the... And I'm at the top. Not bad. Not horrible. Just a little muddy. But here we are, right here. So now we're at a place where after the driveway, we are on the place. We're on the top. Now, some of this has been logged. And here we are. And we'll tell you the vision that I have, the vision we have. It's not my vision. We believe it's the Lord's vision given to the board of directors for the Joshua Center. But I'm looking out, and this faced east. The building would face east for the sun rising. And, of course, the back of the building would be west where the sun sets. And we'd be on top of this knoll. We'd be topping this, not really a mountain, but it is a hill. And it's a pretty good sizable hill. And we'd be at the very top of it. And so you're driving up this beautiful driveway after a scenic drive, and just set your mind at ease, your heart at peace, and your spirit in ready mode for the Holy Spirit. And then you pull in, there's wildflowers on both sides of you, and you pull in, and you just are just really honestly just kind of like, wow, this is beautiful, and this is where I need to be, and this is where I belong. And so you get up here after the driveway, and there'll be parking where I'm standing. I'm facing east now, facing the sun right now. It's not early in the morning, but it's morning. And to the left will be the parking lot. But here I'm standing where I think the building would be. And again, you'd have to just use your imagination, but the building would include, first and foremost, classrooms. Because we're a teaching center. We're a training center. We are, honestly, a local seminary, if you will, and a very affordable one, and a really good one. And so we'd offer that there'd be at least one, maybe two different classrooms. And the classrooms are pretty sweet. At least the image we have, the idea we have. Again, this is just AI thought of and images that we're just casting out again tonight for you, last night. But you will have already cast the vision. We've invited about 150-some people to see this, to dream it, and to kind of invest in it and really begin to believe in it. And so we're standing here now, and inside is, the reception hall, the reception area with lots of windows, because we're going to capture this natural light. Amen. And then you walk in, and there's, of course, to the right, there might be a commercial kitchen. There'll be some bathrooms and like an area where just to lounge in. And then right in the back, there'll be at least one or two classrooms on the right-hand side, we kind of believe. But on the left-hand side, there will be a conference. There'll be a larger auditorium. Guess what we'll do in there? Any guesses? I'll wait for a second. Any guesses of what we might do in that larger auditorium? Holds maybe 200, 250 people. I think maybe more. Person and Power conferences, baby. Now, that does not mean we will leave our post at Wilmore. No, I think we're going to be doing more Person and Power conferences. But I just know that we're not going to be leaving Wilmore. We're not going to be leaving Asbury. We're not going to be leaving the place where it all started. Come on. We'll be doing that probably for... until we can't, for the next however many years, that's where it all started, so we'll be doing that. And if you're interested, I hope you are, sign up. You can register now. It's the first Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of November this year at Wilmore. We'll be hitting that really hard right after this gala. That's the very next thing. We've been kind of hitting this gala pretty hard, and I think it's paid off. But we also are going to hit the gala, hit the conference really hard now, and be promoting that. So, again, be thinking about the Person of Power Conference, we'll be looking and talking about DNA. What is your spiritual DNA, and what can mess it up? And so be looking at that. But But in that, in this building that I'm standing on, in this location, we are, we would have the Person of Power conference here. Not all of them, but some of them. We'd still have the one at Wilmore, like I said, but we'd have at least one more here. Why not? Why not have a local conference where people here could come? Because I know sometimes travel, and even though the expenses are pretty minimal, sometimes it's a restriction for some, and I get that. So what we would do is we would continue to have conferences here, and then we'd have classrooms here where we would do the teaching at least once a quarter, if not more. We'd have places where people could come and study and be here for the weekend. They wouldn't have to come and just go for one day. Right now we're traveling. We go from church to church. Right now Old Capitol has been so good to us. First Capitol has helped us. We've outgrown Fermer Chapel, and so we're traveling nomads right now. We're the traveling gypsies of trying to find out where the next classroom, next classes are. But right now we're kind of stationed at Old Capitol, praise God, and they've been great. Pastor Andy is there, and man, great supporter, and great, just a great man of God. So we've been there now, but we need a place, and I think that place is here. I think I am standing on the mount, on the hill of where the new the Joshua Center Global headquarters will be. So that's not all. So as we pull in, what you'll find, again, this idyllic drive and beautiful, again, this vision of wildflowers on both sides. Right before you pull into the drive here, right before you pull into where the logging road is, right now, it's just a logging road. But it takes some vision to figure out what this is going to look like. But once you pull in, right before you pull in, you pass a little, beautiful, quaint Airbnb. I mean, just right there. I mean, just it's right there next to their property. And as we passed it, almost immediately we thought, ooh. So I'm not going to walk there today. It's just too wet and too muddy, but I will walk there at some point. But down, I'm looking now to the west. So now I've got my back to the east. I've got my back to the sun right now. And now I'm looking to the back part of the property. And on the back part of the property is a there's, again, this is a mount, so this, it rises up back there as well, but then it flattens out. Again, this is 17 acres, and it flattens out, and as it flattens out to like a little creek, a little stream. Again, don't get too excited. It's just a really little creek. It really is a creek. It's not even a creek. They can't even spell it with two E's. I have to spell it with an I, so it's a creek. And so, not like the thing you get in your neck, but just where a little bit of water trickles down when it rains. But there's a flat spot, a pretty decent sized flat spot. You know what we could put on that flat spot? You know what we could put on that flat spot? Cabins. Yeah. Cabins for retreating. See, people come from different places. We have students from Mississippi. Well, maybe that's prophetic. We don't have one from Mississippi yet, but maybe we will. We've had students from Georgia. We've had students from Michigan. We've got students from Ohio. We've got students from far north Indiana. We've got folks from Illinois. I hope I'm not missing anybody. But we've got folks from Kentucky. We've got folks from Nepal. We got folks from Colombia. Our best international link. We've got people from all over. So if they come, and when they come, not, you know, build it, they will come. I'm not gonna even go there. But as we build this, as we vision this, then guess what? They don't have to just come for a class from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on a Saturday. They can come and make it a Friday, Saturday, Sunday experience. They can come and we can have worship here on a Sunday morning if we need to. On the mountain. Come on the hillside. Come on. In their cabins, they would have a place to retreat, a place to spend time, a place to get alone, a place to read, a place to study, a place to really, truly be in retreat, a place to grow, a place to hear better from the Holy Spirit. See, that's our heartbeat. Are you cultivating a deep and profound relationship with the Holy Spirit? Do you know His voice? Do you understand when He calls you? When He speaks to you? Do you know? And can you respond well? And then can you read the Word of God with the power of the Holy Spirit using you. The power of the Holy Spirit is the one that's reading the Word of God to you and with you and through you. So you understand that there is only one interpretation, many applications, but one interpretation. And do you know your identity as you come here? Do you know that you're a saint, not a sinner, because of the blood of Christ, because of the power of the Holy Spirit? Do you know that salvation is truly Trinitarian? That if the Father does not desire you to be saved, you would not be saved. If the Son does not do the work of salvation, you're not saved. And if the Holy Spirit does not come inside of you and apply the blood and apply the work of the cross and fulfill the purpose of the Father, you are not saved. Do you know that? And so you would come here and you would retreat. You would get away from the world and you would get away from all the stuff of the world. And maybe even just maybe stay here a week, maybe. And just be able to just spend time listening to God. Cultivating the deep and profound relationship with the Spirit inside of you. Oh my gosh, that's a vision. And we'd also, again, we have so many international contexts. Joshua Center, the name of the Joshua Center is the Joshua Center Global. This is who we are, the Joshua Center Global Inc. That's who we are. That's how we are officially listed. Global, baby, global. Go into all the world and make disciples. And that's truly our heart. We have right now, because of the capacity issue, we just can't. But we have the possibility of multiple international ministries right now. Multiple international services, multiple international contexts, multiple international partnerships. We just can't right now because of the limited capacity, whether it's resources or whether it's people. That's the vision. We want people trained by the Word, living in the Spirit, truly in the Spirit, and impacting a world through the incredible love and mercy and grace of Christ, and through the power, the transformative power of God, that they'd be changed, and then they'd be used to change others. This is the heartbeat of the Joshua Center. Affordable, local, and yet international, in your backyard, basically, and yet reaching across the world. I wonder if you've got that vision with us. I wonder if you share that vision. Now, it's easy for me as I'm swiping away bugs from my ears, my nose, and my eyes to kind of have the vision because I'm standing on this property as the bugs are just kind of tormenting me. I mean, just tormenting me right now. Earlier, I was thinking, okay, we need to do something to make sure that there's no bugs ever here. Yeah, right. It's Southern Indiana. But do you see it? Do you feel it? Do you believe it? I'm just wondering if as you're listening, one of the things that I have the privilege of doing tonight, last night, is asking people to invest. Asking people to invest in a vision. A vision that's bigger than themselves, a vision that's probably the biggest vision. I don't know how much it'll cost to build this. I have no clue. We're dreaming. We're at the dreaming stage. But I will tell you this. We all agree, those of us who've been working on this and praying into this for months now, maybe years, God's doing something bigger now than he's ever done. Did I tell you that we have 17 acres gifted to us? Did I tell you that some anonymous, precious donor has put up a $50,000 matching grant? So if you give $50, it's $100 automatically. If you give $100, it's automatically $200. If you give $500, it's automatically four digits. It goes to $1,000. I don't know how God will speak to you or use you to help this vision come to pass. I hope he does. But I'll tell you this. I'm making my way down here. We'll see how this works. This is a vision of God proportion that only God can do. We're excited. We're pumped. And I want to invite you to think about how you would invest. Think about how you would invest, how God would use you to make this vision come to pass. Maybe you are sitting here and listening to this and thinking, you know, I've heard about the Joshua Center, but maybe I really need to enroll now. Or maybe I really need to invest because I want to impact people. Here's the question for you. Have you been impacted by God? Two questions. Have you been impacted by God? And second, are you now being used by God to impact his kingdom? Are you being used by God to impact his kingdom? What impact are you making for his kingdom? See, the answer to that, the first one's yes, I've been impacted by God. And second, you should know. You should know what kind of impact you're making. And at least have an idea. If you don't, I think the Joshua Center can help. Would you invest in the vision? Would you believe with us? Would you pray with us? And yeah, would you support us? Even financially. I told you it's a very different kind of podcast. But with no apology, I invite you to think about investing and thinking and praying about impact. Yours for the kingdom. Yours for the good and the sake of the kingdom. Yours for the world. What impact is God wanting to make in you and through you? What impact does he want to use you for the sake of the kingdom of Jesus Christ? I'm making my way down. Man, I hope and pray you catch this vision. I really hope and pray you catch this vision. And I hope and pray you invest in the vision. Because I think there's impact to be made. And I hope and pray that you are wanting to be a part of making impact for the kingdom of God. Love you guys. Thank you.
Pastor Tim is the co-founder and teaching director of the Joshua Center, a leadership training ministry which provides deep biblical roots to great movements of God. He's also the senior pastor of Frimmer's Chapel, a country church by a creek reaching 13 countries on 4 different continents for Jesus and his kingdom. Join us next time as we grow deeper in the person and the power.